Brandon Bostic has a lower leg injury. He's going to be a couple weeks. They were encouraged once they get all the testing done.
Is it a surgical issue?
No. He's going to be a couple weeks.
When you see a guy like Juwan Harris fumble like he did in the game, I know you like him. He's got some track record here. I guess do you evaluate that? I mean, do you look at him a little differently, or do you just figure that he's a proven guy? I guess I know fumbles aren't acceptable, but when it's a veteran guy like that, do you look at it? I guess when you're picking their 53 man rosters, is that maybe look at him a little bit differently?
You got a lot going on there in your question. every play's looked at the same. I mean, obviously, when you look at the fumble, we have a drill that we work on every single day, and it's a technical flaw that happened on that play. And he was corrected just like everybody's corrected. You know, we have meetings, we have correction periods, we have correction video sessions, and so forth. So, I mean, regardless of the player, I mean, you can't fumble the football. Yeah, I mean, I felt very good about the way the team produced. I mean, in the running backs, I thought ran the ball very well. I thought really both the offense and defensive lines did a very good job of establishing the line of scrimmage. I thought our tempo was excellent. I feel good about the running back group and how they're progressing.
Coach, how pleased were you with that second offensive line to start the second half? Did they play poorly going into the second half?
Well, I thought the second offensive line, once they settled down, they did a lot of good things. Really, the only thing that we harped on in the meetings today when we were correcting the St. Louis tape was this is the first time that we had a lot of mental errors really off camp, and that's unfortunate. But I don't really recall going this long without really having to address a day, whether it was installations. Or a game, so majority of them were with our younger players. So that's the one area we're really focused on as we get ready for Oakland. Well, sky's not falling. We have two more weeks to get ready for the season, week and a half, however you want to count the days, but. Derek Sherrod did a lot of good things. I mean, he had a couple of plays that he obviously wished he could have back, but I think we're progressing fine there. Well, teams that play together, particularly practice together every day, get better. I mean, that's always been my experience. The opportunity to grow it takes time on a practice field, and then obviously once you start getting into the games, you have the opportunity to grow there. So the continuity has been good. We're still trying to play as many different combinations of players as we move forward. You'll see some of those changes as we get ready for Oakland in the way we go about it. Friday night against Oakland. So we have targets that we're trying to hit based on schemes we're trying to run, player different combination of players. But the biggest thing is we're able to send guys are practicing every day together. So it's been good that way. I mean, it is. I don't think it's as big of an emphasis for us this year because of how early we went to an in-season schedule. The fact that we're on a six-day week, so it's not you really don't have that full week to do the dress rehearsal. So, the longer that I do this, the importance of getting player evaluation is you're trying to find a balance of that and how your team's progressing. So. I think we're doing a good job of that. And that's why I go back to what I said earlier. There'll be more different combinations of players playing this week. And, and anybody that's called games in the preseason versus the regular season, you call things a little differently because you're more worried about what your team's doing and what you want to work on. So That'll be our approach this week. Yeah, I thought they had a short practice. You know, I really, it was our best tempo of the year. I mean, we were done extremely early in every team period. I mean, the takeaways from the defense in 2-minute drill, you know, obviously added to that. So I was very pleased with the energy, the tempo, and I think it's going to be a lot of good video. So I thought both those guys did a lot of good things.
Mike Haha had the a couple plays today. He had a sack Saturday. Have you seen him kind of settling in now? And how's his development?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Haha's progressing very nicely. I mean, he's very consistent. What I like about him, like, he's the same personality, same man every day. You know, picked it up schematically, and he's been productive. Yeah, so I think Haha is having a good camp. It's not really, you know, the change in the schedule and some of the things we're doing is, you know, I think it's like a lot of things in this game. You do a lot of the same things over and over again. You find different ways to do the same things. You emphasize certain components more one year than the other. So, but the changes that we've made, I feel like it's helped our younger guys learn more about how it is to be a pro, both, you know, once you're done with the classroom, once you're done with practice, what you need to do on your own. And we've kind of made it a mandatory component of our schedule. So, you know, I feel good about the way it's gone. No. I mean, I've met Chip a couple times. Yeah, I really don't want to talk about it, to be honest with you. I mean, we got a lot of football left. So, yeah, I mean, it's a change. I mean, our guys are doing a better job. I mean, really, Mark Lavotte gets a lot of credit for this. You know, the training staff, Pepper and those guys. It's just really, Russ Ball is a tremendous influence. So, you know, research and development is something that you need to do every single year. I try to get personally, I try to get better every year. So, it's... To me, these are things that these are discussions that have been going on for some time. You know, Mark Lavotte does a great job of staying on the front end of the research and stuff that's out there. So, you know, we've done a pretty good job around here of training our players and winning games. So, but we, you know, we're about winning championships. And anything that we feel that we can do better, we're going to do our due diligence, go through it. Never going to just do something because somebody else did it. But if we're doing something that's better than what we're doing, then we're going to do it. So this is the Green Bay Packers. We have tremendous resources, and our organization gives us that each and every year. And we feel the changes we've made have been for the best. You know, he just a young man that's really taken advantage of pretty much every opportunity he's been given. So I was excited to see him have success and very consistent. So, I mean, it was nice to see one of your young guys step up and make some plays.
Mike, can these preseason games give you a good handle on what kind of tackling team you're going to have?
Absolutely. I think anytime you get into these games, you can evaluate your tackling. So we had too many last week. On defense, and, you know, it's something we need to do a better job of as we move forward.
Rob, Mike, did Don or Jared have their surgery yet?
Yeah, I have nothing to report on surgeries.
Bill, back to the Elliott question. Do you feel like this is maybe your deepest group of outside linebackers and kind of a sense of how difficult that's going to be to get down to 53?
Shoot, I hope so. I hope so. I mean, our practices are, you know, I think we're one or two less than prior years, so we're trying to. Once again, not just the outside linebacker position. I think there's a number of positions we got to continue to try to work different combinations because, you know, at the end of the day, special teams will be a huge factor in those decisions.
Mike,